This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, coming up a little later on, one of our regular contributors, the CEO of the Old Car Guys, Don Jones, the man who knows just about everything there is to know about old cars, whether it's parts, whether it's classic cars, and He's about to hit the road and hit Carlisle and all those great events in Pennsylvania and many other places. So we'll get a report from him. But we're going to begin by talking about something special going on in Ohio with a very special guest who's standing by. We had a trivia question winner in a previous hour of the broadcast. So let's keep the winning going. Let's keep those winning ways. And what are you going to win here? That's what everyone wants to know. What am I going to give you? Well, over the years, I have become friends with Warren Tracy, who is the man behind the Busted Knuckle Garage, which is a great automotive and motorcycle online gift shop. And you don't even have to like cars or motorcycles. There's something there for everybody. He's got everything from food to clothing to you name it, but something cool from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Interesting story. He had the name for the business. He tells the story better than I, so I won't go into extreme detail, but he had the name before he actually had the business. But a lifelong car guy and a good guy. So you'll get a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Here is the trivia question. Are you ready for it? Okay. Let's do this one. All right. Let's go back in time. I wish we had some sound effects going here. Let's go back in time. Which automotive manufacturer gave us the Aries, named after the astrological sign? Who made the Aries? You know it. Come on, you know it. 855-660-4261, bob@autowarradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth Randy Lipscomb, who is the chair of the Akron Racing Legends Committee. Hey there, Randy. How you doing?
Me on your program.
Excellent. Well, first, tell us a little bit about the Akron Racing Legends Committee and what you do, and tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're involved with.
Well, I'm an old car guy, as you just you mentioned. Busted Knuckle is a great old car name. We have a storied history here in our area, northeastern Ohio, all the way back to the 20s when we had a half-mile board track located just north of town. There was a tavern against tavern motorcycle racing in our community. And along about after World War II, a lot of those daredevils that came out of the war were still looking for thrills and so forth. And they were, you know, racing on the street. There was a lot of that. And I hear
sure.
The stories. And a group that was known as, their club name was the Cam Jammers. And the Cam Jammers wanted to be able to race legally here in northeastern Ohio. A fellow that owned a speed shop, they approached him and asked him if he would be the president of the club. His name was Otis Smith. Otis Automotive was the name of the shop. And he then approached the manager of the Akron Municipal Airport and ask him permission, why couldn't we race on the airport? And just adjacent to the airport, right next to the Akron All-American Stilt Box Derby, by the way, that's been in existence since the 30s, is a small two-lane road that is almost a quarter of a mile with gravel curbs. Well, that they decided that they were going to race three or four races a month on that little two-lane road, and then once a month they would go out on the airport and race. And that became what we're calling is the Akron Champions Raceway. Now, that was the first NHRA-sanctioned track east of the Mississippi at the time, 1951. Odie, wow. Odie was not only owned a speed shop, but he had a lot of cars, and he went on to win the 1959 NHRA championship in the Little Eliminator. Along with Odie, a lot of other great champions came out of that track. And as a matter of fact, Wally Parks, that was in charge of NHRA, was a little jealous because we were doing so well in the NHRA championships. And I think it's because of the government jobs that were being done in all of the rubber shops that we were associated with there in Akron. But anyway, we got together after Odie passed away and said, hey, you know what? We need to do something to remember the race champions that not only Odie Smith, but Art Arfons, which is a personal hero of mine. And Art Arfons in the 60s was battling Craig Breedlove from Southern California for the on the Bonneville Salt Patch for the land speed record. And they went back and forth, and that was more or less a David versus Goliath duel. Arfons had a small farm in rural Akron here, mm-hmm. and Craig Breedlove had all the money of Southern California and all the money that Goodyear could put behind his Spirit of America car. But they went back and forth, and it was very exciting, and that was on front pages of the newspapers and news as they battled back and forth and traded the championship back and forth throughout the years. Later then, Art's brother, Walt Arfond, also set the world speed record briefly because the next day his brother Art took the championship back away from him. After the war, the Arfons were doing surplus business. They were buying and selling. One of the brothers was an airplane pilot, and they were doing airplane renovation. Well, anyway, they were at the airport one Sunday, and they saw this huge crowd gathered at the airport. They thought it was a plane crash. Why else would there be a larger group of people at the airport? So they went over to investigate, and they saw this racing going on. This was Walt and Art, their other brother, William, and their mother. And they said, you know what, we could do this. We could do this. So they went back to the farm, put together something out of an old truck frame, a dual axle, and tried racing. I think they powered it with a Buick engine. Wouldn't get out of its own way. So the next time they showed up, they had strapped an Allison airplane engine to this old truck frame, painted it John Deere green because that was the paint they had at the farm. The announcer said, okay, Arfons, pull that green monster out here and let's see what it can do. And thus the green monster was born.
Great story, Randy. Absolutely. Randy Lipscomb is with us. He's the chair of the Akron Race Legends Committee. If you're anywhere near your computer, they got a great Facebook page, Akron Ohio Race Legends Fund, P.O. Box 433 in Talmadge, Ohio, 44278. And when we come back, we're going to find out more about this and talk about some of the cool stuff there on the Facebook page. So don't touch that dial, as they say on the radio. This is Auto World.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Here we go. We'll get the survey question. We've got a bunch of people with the wrong answer. Who gave us the Aries? Named after the astrological sign, 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Randy Lipscomb, the chair of the Akron Racing Legends Committee, Race Legends Committee, is with us, and he's telling us all about the committee and the Race Legends Funds, and great Facebook page there, and Who's the gentleman there on the cover photo of your Facebook page?
Ah, wow! There's a lot of photos. There's a lot of photos. I'm standing next to Ken Schrader in one of the photos. NASCAR great.
Yeah,
from Missouri.
Legendary, and the historical marker. Tell our listeners a little bit more about this historical marker, and if they go to the Facebook page, they can see a shot of it, which really does a great job of chronicling the story.
Yeah, it's. I tell you what. First off, when we lost one of our race legends, and we said we need to do something, I approached the local councilman here in town. I said, what would be the chances of getting a street named Racers Champions Raceway or something like that? He says, oh, it'd take an act of God. He says, that's very difficult. He says, I'll put you in contact with the Akron City Service Manager and see what he has to say. He suggested either contacting the county or the State Historical Society. Which I contacted the county historical society, and they never responded. So then I went to the state historical society. They had an application for a historical marker, which is a great big beautiful brown bronze marker it's the outlines the state of Ohio with gold letters. It's a really beautiful marker. And I received an application. We had to jump through a lot of hoops. We had to dot a lot of I's, cross a lot of T's, and applied for that. They got back to us, and they said, we have never, ever seen fit to have a historical marker for anything in motorsports. But because of the importance of this racing, we're going to go ahead and grant you this. And we worked it out, and we had to come up with almost $3,000 to pay for the marker. A local businessman that owns the terminal building at the municipal airport was gracious enough to allow us to put this marker in front of the old terminal at the airport. And we just raised money by doing car shows and 50-50s and donations and $5 here. Family chipped in, some local business people chipped in, and we were able to pull it off. The marker arrived about a month ago. We've set the marker, and we're going to have the lieutenant governor of the state come and do the dedication next Sunday, Father's Day, which is appropriate. We'll have the sons of the great legends there for the unveiling. And luckily enough, one of the people, Akron Arlen Vanke, which was a super stock drag racer of the 70s, 60s and 70s, is still alive. And we're able to fly him in from New Mexico to be part of this marker dedication, which we're thrilled to have him here.
Well, that's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And when will the marker dedication actually occur?
This will occur next Father's Day evening. The keynote speaker will speak at 7 p.m. here in Akron, right at the Akron Airport. This is a municipal airport. And we'll unveil the marker at 7 p.m. Sunday evening.
Wow, so that's great. Fantastic. Again, for more people who would like more information, what would you suggest is, in addition to the Facebook page, would you like to give out any telephone information or anything else?
Honestly, I think the Facebook. Now, if there's folks out there that maybe aren't Facebook people, and I understand that, anybody that wants to call me, and ask me this, we're having a free car show that night. My phone number, if you've got a crayon, or if I'm not allowed to have pencils or pens, they're too sharp, I'll buy them. Get your crayon. My phone number is 330-608-8029. 330-608-8029. I would be happy to field any questions. But those of you that are listening on the Internet, go to the Facebook site, Akron Race Legends Fund. All the information there, there's some great video, wonderful photographs, and it kind of tells you the whole story there.
Absolutely, yeah. And what a great cause, what a great story, and more people need to know about it, and I'm so glad that you've been able to come on the broadcast and spread the word, and this is going to be a great day, and an awful lot of work, no doubt, went into making this happen. So kudos to you and everybody else who I'm sure put a tremendous amount of time and energy and effort into getting this done, because it will be a proud moment, no question about it, when the historical marker is placed and dedicated.
And this is honoring all of the great heroes that participated in motorsports throughout the years, whether it be the Barney Oldfields, the motorcycle people. They've all contributed to where we are today, whether it's NASCAR or Champ Cars, all of these folks. But it all started with back at the turn of the century with someone getting in a car and going fast on the beach in Daytona.
That's right. And it just blew up from there. So, again, if folks would like more information, probably the best thing to do is to hit up that Facebook page. Check out the wonderful pictures, the Akron, Ohio Race Legends Fund. You can still donate, of course, P.O. Box 433, Talmadge, Ohio. Hope I'm saying that right, 44278. And if you log on to the Facebook, you will be able to check out some really cool car pictures, racing pictures, great memorabilia pictures, great memories. If you love racing, this is a wonderful place for you to check out. And we want to thank you so much for joining us here, Randy, and telling us all about it.
Thank you, and thank you, listeners.
Absolutely. And congratulations, it's all happening. Father's Day weekend, it's here. That's right, it's here, it's happening. Straight ahead, Don Jones, CEO of the oldcarguys.com. I'm Bob Long, don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. The trivia question, can't believe it. Lots of people are giving me Japanese manufacturers here, Suzuki, Kia, Toyota, Mazda. No, you're way off. The Aries, they sold a ton of these. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, I'm not going back into old car history. This is recent car history. Who made the Aries? Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Joining us on the lines right now, one of our regular contributors, great friend and supporter of the broadcast and business partner, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com, Don Jones. Don, how are you doing?
We're in the middle of moving from one side of the street to the other into my new house, and using that old 52 Ford panel truck as a furniture hauler for all day. So even though it's, 70 years old or 60 years old or whatever, it still can handle a half a ton of furniture at a time.
That's fantastic. That must be convenient. I mean, I have been fortunate not to have to move that many times in my life. I lived in Needham, Massachusetts for umpteen years, and then when I got married, I lived in Ashland, Massachusetts, and then I lived briefly, rented a house in Hull, Massachusetts, and then made the big move to Orlando, Florida for a big, big job. I was supposed to make I shouldn't say it over the air, but Joseph Girard, wherever you are, Mr. Big Scoundrel? Shot. Yeah, the scoundrel, Mr. Joseph Girard, was going to be paying me $125,000 a year, plus ownership in the company. And instead of that, he gave me 2 years of headache, heartache, and negative cash flow. So be careful, folks. Even very reputable people don't always hold up their promises. So it's a tough world out there, And if you're in the business world, especially if you're in broadcasting or the media, especially if you're dealing with somebody that you don't know very well, Don and I have known each other for a number of years. I didn't know this man for that long, and I messed up, and I paid dearly for it. So you guys, be careful. But I haven't moved that many times, but that would be a dream to just be able to move across the street, Don. I think that's wonderful.
Well, the secret to that type of move is have a lot of grandkids. We have a lot of strong buddies. Because you're making 500 trips of, 50 feet across and 50 feet back, but that's still an awful lot of climbing of steps and, picking up of boxes. The deal is that, as most people might remember, I've been running my friend's bar after he passed away for the estate, and along with the bar was a lot of rental property. And one of the rental properties came open, and they offered it to my daughter. Actually, they offered it to me, and I got my daughter to buy it for about half the market value of the house. So, being the good daughter that she is, and all you old guys out there, or not so old guys, keep this in mind. Take good care of your kids, so when you get old, they can take good care of you. So I'm living in the house that she bought, and this will be my my residence when I'm in the St. Louis area. But the bar's been sold. I'm getting ready to get back on the road. But the family's keeping me on the payroll. They want me to market all the real estate for them and prepare that for to bring a better price at market. So I'll be doing that in between road trips.
That sounds great. And speaking of road trips, I know you are going to be heading to the Millers and the Carlisle events. I mean, what a great series of events that those folks put together. It was two guys. I knew them both, Bill and Chip Miller. Ironically, shared the last name. We're not related in any way, shape, matter, or form. And then one of them, I want to say it was Bill. He got kind of a very rare blood disease, and he came up to my hometown of Boston, and they did their best to try and save him, but they were not able to. And it is now transcended generations. So it's the family, it's the sons of the original founders that are at the helm.
All right. What we do is part of our service to our clients is to either to set up at these shows or to visit these shows, drumming up business for the different salvage yards and different businesses. Part of my intent with the website is that we grow it where if you're looking for anything that has to do with any of the big three or the big four, AMC being the fourth one, if you're looking for a part or an accessory or work to be done in those cars, the old car guy is the place to go. If you're selling anything or you've got a business that specializes in anything, you want it on the old car guys. And my intention was, before I took over the bar, was to try to create the Mopar piece of that by last January. Well, I'm almost a year behind, so this will be the kickoff of trying to get that done by this January. So some of the people we talked to last year will renew the conversations, and I'll be running some free ads for the first year or so until we get people established. This kind of thing, and on radio, you can't really afford to give away too many commercials, but on the internet, it actually helps business by having content. So if I can help these guys grow a little bit, and as we both grow, and then we'll exchange capital or exchange product back and forth. But that'll be the goal by this year, and then we'll take it to GM and Ford, and we may get a kickoff at AMC. I've got some leads on a AMC salvage, not a salvage yard, but a closed dealership in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to try to run at the ground and see if there's some product there that we might be able to market. So we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks.
That sounds great. It sounds like it's going to be an exciting time for you to get on the road and see some old friends. I mean, you've been to these events now a number of times. I'm sure you're going to run into some people that you've struck up friendships with.
Yeah, well, we're going to get over to the Eastern Museum for Auto Racing. And we met some nice people last year at that museum, and I promised to become a life member. And so I'm personally going to go to the museum and pay my $200 to establish myself as a life member. But not only are you a member of the museum, but you're also entitled to use their research facilities. And they've got something in the neighborhood of 15,000 books and publications dealing with classic cars. So we may be using that in the future when we kind of develop some of our historic pieces for the radio show. So, here I am creeping up on 70 years old and, taking off in an entirely new direction. And I feel like I'm a kid again.
That's great. That is fantastic. If anybody who hasn't, as Don mentioned, you got to log on to theoldcarguys.com because Don has invested a lot of time, energy, and money into this great website that really gives you the gateway to a whole gamut of things, salvage yards, parts, you want a fire truck, military vehicle, all kinds of cool stuff. When we come back, more with the old car guy himself, Don Jones, as Auto World continues on great stations across North America and around the world at GCNLive.com.
I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. The contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America. My name is Bob Long, along with Don Jones, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. And miracles do happen. Daniel has got the question right here. I thought it is so easy, but we had to go through a lot of emails, and we had to sort through lots of different things, and we finally have the winner. Of course, it is the Dodge Aries. That's right, one of the K cars, Lee Iacocca's famous K cars from the 1980s. That was the manufacturer of that car. We're talking old cars with Don Jones, CEO of theoldcarguys.com. And Don, what is, if I had to ask you, what is the most common question that folks tend to email you or give you a call about? And again, we should remind folks that you don't mind taking calls. Why don't you give out your telephone number and invite people to do so?
Sure. It's area code 314-306-7507. And every once in a while, I get a call right after the show from someone to see if, in fact, I am a real person. I will answer the phone. But if you call too often, I'll have to charge you a couple of beers for picking it up. But the questions that we get most are questions that can be answered by using the website. And I don't know if it's a problem, and maybe I should move my phone number to a little bit deeper into the site and put a little bit more of a direction on how to use the site up there. What happens is people go to the homepage, they see my number, and they call me right away looking for a part. But I have 17 locations in 9 states, over 22,000 cars that are coming and going daily. But I don't know exactly what's there from day to day on any of those yards. I do not own any of them. I advertise for them. So the best way to find out what they have is to go to the salvage yard button, open up the salvage yard, and take a look at each of the yards. And on it, on their homepage, it'll say if they're heavy in Fords or Mopars. Quite often, I'll have a laundry list of cars that I've seen there that are of general interest to a lot of people. And if I find anything extremely rare there, I'll put it up there. But if you dig in a little bit, it's just, the more you dig into that site, the more stuff you find in it. So if you just immerse yourself in it, you're liable to find just about anything you're going to need for that car. So if you can't find it, then give me a call. Or, if you forget what I'm telling you right now, call up, and I'll really be directing you to go back quite often somebody will call me up in the middle of driving somewhere, and I can't really dig out phone numbers. So I tell people to go to the site, hit the button, open it up, get the phone number for the yard. And really, the question is, if you don't know what yard to use, give me a holler then. I've got a Mopar yard. I've got actually two locations for Mopar stuff. A muscle car place up in Nebraska, a Volkswagen, and a 56, 57 Chevy place in Florida. Old DeSoto Hemi engine sitting in Maryland and in Georgia. So, stuff like that I know off the top of my head, but, whether they've got a wheel that's going to fit a 76 Chevy pickup truck, that's just about any of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. And certainly,
still with me, Bob?
I sure am, Don.
I'm not sure if anybody's hearing us, but if you're looking for something, it may be a new part. There's a button there for new old stock and for aftermarket. And we're starting to develop more and more of the people that specialize in developing the new stuff. We're talking to Smith & Jones for the Model T, for Mack for the Ford stuff. We're going to be talking to some people that have a lot of Hudson things to see if we can't market Hudson parts that may be in a garage in Pennsylvania. So we're looking, to do all these things in the future.
That's fantastic. So lots of cool things ahead. And, of course, you've dabbled in the media yourself, shooting some pilots of television shows and, of course, been doing radio along with myself. And we have plans to do additional radio projects together and still thinking about perhaps doing a feature about old vehicles. I think that would work really well on the radio.
I think when I learned a little bit more about the radio thing, I think, when you and I are able to launch our project in Florida and then maybe the project in St. Louis, to go ahead and develop maybe a one-hour show talking about, classic cars and, what I find on the road. And maybe a question and answer of like, what part will fit on what car? Can I put the, is the Dodge Hemi the same thing as the DeSoto Hemi? And the answer is no, they're not. Start answering these questions about a lot of these old parts and then what happened to these manufacturers once they quit making cars? Do they make anything that might fit on a car? And the answer to that is yes. The Doors company went into gearboxes for 50 years after they quit making cars, and probably some of the early gearboxes are just takeoffs of transmissions and different gears that were used in the Doors. So there's a lot of possibilities of finding parts for an old car that might not have ever been designed or ever been thought of to be placed on a car. So, we can research that and answer that. And, of course, I'm working with Kevin Hill on a program on black auto history. And he's hoping to get the Dodge Corporation to back him on that. Essentially, he works for a Dodge dealership here in St. Louis. And there's a lot of interesting stories to be told in that aspect as well. So we want to kind of broaden it up. And I think really we could, you and I could develop a good set of products to be on radio, and I'm kind of looking forward to giving that a try. Well, I'm only 70. I got another probably 30 or 40 years to go.
Very good. We all certainly hope so. You certainly deserve it. You're such a good guy, Don, and nobody means that more than I do. You certainly have been just a great friend to me and to my family, my wife Sharon and my daughter Lucy, and And we've got some great things that we're working on. It's moving a little slower than we would like, but we've got some great things, and eventually we'll be able to talk about them here on the show. But let's get back to talking about some old cars, because I just got an email just flowed in, and it's an unusual one. I got an email question here from Aaron, he would like to acquire a T-Bird, an original two-seater T-Bird. He says, you know, he loves American Graffiti, he loves the porthole window, you know, he has a lot of fond memories of that. What would Don estimate the price of a T-Bird? Of course, there are so many variables here, Don, mileage-wise, condition-wise.
Sure.
Otherwise, I mean, if he wanted to restore something, how much do you think he would have to invest?
My recommendation on that T-Bird is, and I'm assuming that he wants a driver and not a trailer queen. You can pick up a nice driver in the low to mid-20s. Again, it's the location where you're buying it, condition of the car. I've seen a number of those cars in the past couple of years on the East Coast in the Virginia area, in North Carolina, sell in a neighborhood of $19,000 to $24,000. Now, the flip side of that, I've also seen them go into the 40s, but if you look around, and I would say if you're on Craigslist, be very, very careful. There's a lot of shenanigans going on Craigslist right now. We just had another attempted robbery up here in St. Louis over a car on a Craigslist deal. But it's a good place. Craigslist and eBay both are a good place to kind of explore it. Some of the magazines like, what is it, Hemmings Motor News, you might find one in there, but you don't have to get too crazy on it. You'll find it with a 312. They'll suck up a lot of gas. Try to stay with a 4-barrel. And if you want to get real crazy with it, I've got a couple of Paxton fuel injectors that you can put on your 312 to make it.
Give Don a call. That will do it for this hour.
My golden retriever Sundance is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Stanley will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com. Today.